You're listening to the Empowering Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and Reiki energy healer, where we talk all about spirituality, self-empowerment, and some fun and mysterious psychic stuff. You'll receive messages from spirit and discover how to create the life you've always dreamed of. And now's the time to tap into your intuition and manifest your inner magic. On today's podcast, I am answering two questions that have come in from two different fellas, and I adore that these questions have been brought to us, which I feel will be helpful to you as a listener as well. So certainly take what resonates with you and release the rest. But let's look at the first question that comes in from Ben, and Ben asks, if spirits can share information about the future and arrange amazingly coordinated synchronicities as events in time, what does that suggest about the boundary between free will and fate? So I'm going to take a deep breath. And I do ask for spirit to come in closer to help answer this question, because initially it might sound totally confusing, like what the hell is Ben talking about in a very lighthearted manner on one hand. And another hand, this is actually a beautiful question that I believe stems from the not so much concern, but the area of curiosity of how much free will do we have as human beings that are living this experience compared to those energies that are beyond us, like whether this is spirit or source or God, the universe, or even our angels, or perhaps even if you want to think about like elementals or fairies or other energies beyond what we can usually physically see with our own eyes. So what does that suggest about the boundary between free will and fate? So it's interesting because the image that spirit is bringing to me now is a vertical line straight up and down, but it's being pulled in two different directions. And it's almost like what I'm seeing actually is different dimensions. We're talking about different dimensions, and they're working simultaneously together. And so we think that we're separate, but we're not. And so actually what we perceive as separate from us is actually not. And this includes even our fellow human beings. We are not separate from them, although we do have different opinions, which comes from the personalities that we have and the characteristics and the different experiences that we have. But ultimately, it is all the same. It is all one, is what is also coming to me. But I'm seeing what perhaps if you've ever seen I forget which episode it is, but I'm thinking of like Star Trek, that show this sort of grid. Okay, so I'm seeing a grid, and they're trying to understand like what this grid means and like trying to get past it. It's almost like they're restricted, but there are entities that can come on board this ship. So if you're sticking with me, hopefully this is making sense, but if not, bear with me as well, because it will ultimately make sense. But pretty much everything is simultaneous. There is no restraint, there's no restriction. So what you think is actually projected out into the world, and it comes back to you as well. So it's all working simultaneously together. It's like this ebb and flow of energy, and there's no separation really. This isn't to say that you don't have privacy or that you don't have the ability to control certain situations, but ultimately everything is affecting everything else to certain degrees, to different varying degrees. And so as far as like the boundary between our free will and what spirit has the capacity to alter in our reality, We still have the ability to change and alter the energy that we want to project onto the world and the energy that comes into our energy field as well. So ultimately, at the end of all of this, we do have the ability to alter and change the energy. So even if something were to happen, so let's say something were to happen right in front of you, and you may think of this as fate, but is it really fate? Is it really set in stone? Is it really something that you would like to think of as this is your destiny? Well, what this is actually spirit is just presenting you with an opportunity or with an option or with a way of thinking. It is not finite. It is what you want to do with it is what I'm hearing. You don't have to stick with what is put in front of you. And this is beautiful because spirit is basically saying, look, I have given you an opportunity, but this is not something that you must remain with. You can do what you will with what you want with this being presented in front of you. You don't have to stay with it. You don't have to stick with it. You can change it. You can alter it. You can blend it. You can use it. You can create it. Whatever is presented in front of you, whether that's a situation, a circumstance, an opportunity, a family member, a person, a job, a train of thought, it is all pliable. It is malleable. It is energy. So there is no restriction whatsoever. And so yes, things can be altered by spirit. Things can be brought to you from the spirit world. So if you think of your loved one that has passed on and thinking of what they can do in this physical realm, such as changing the radio station or flickering the lights or slamming a cabinet or presenting you with chills, those are alterations in this physical world, and this physical world blends with other worlds, or else that wouldn't be possible. Those things that are happening in our world are happening because it's a blending of dimensions. It's not separate. And so what you can do with this is just perceive it the way that you want to perceive it. You can understand it. It is a form of telepathy as well. It's a form of understanding that you have the ability to do what you will with this energy and with this intake and outflow of energy as well. You have the ability to change it. And so nothing is stuck. Nothing is forever. Nothing is... When I say nothing is forever, it doesn't mean that, like for instance, love is forever, love is infinite. But what I mean by nothing is forever, it means that you can alter whatever it is that you want to alter. And so we go back to the question, if spirits can change information about the future and arrange amazingly coordinated synchronicities as events in time, what does that suggest about the boundary between free will and fate? You are spirit in yourself. You are spirit. You are a form of spirit. You are spirit in the human body. And so it's all the same. You can do what you will with it. And perhaps that might make you feel as though, well, I wanted a little bit more structure to that. You might have been thinking, well, I want more of an answer. I want more of a structure. But it's ultimately up to you. And so what you project out into the world, thought-wise, energy-wise, will play out in some other form. And so perhaps the fate, quote-unquote, that you're being presented with in front of you, maybe that's something that you wanted. You can do what you will with it. Do you want to use it as a lesson? Do you want to stick with it? Do you want to stay with it? Do you want to move it and change it? Do you want to see it as a way to live? Or are you not happy with it? You are not stuck with any one particular energy. It's all a ball of energy. It's all working together. And again, spirit's presenting this sort of grid or this multidimensional figure in front of me that is flexible. And if you go back to like the Star Trek spaceship, Enterprise, they weren't actually stuck in this grid. It was presented to them as a way for them to understand and to grow, but they were able to manage and go through it. And so you can manage and go through whatever it is. This reminds me of the universal or natural laws, and that we all have free will. We all have the freedom, and yet sometimes we think that we don't. We are co-creators with this higher source. And I say higher because this is the way that we like to think of it. We like to think of God and source as a entity that is guiding us, which it is guiding us. And I say it as a form of another way of thinking about source as a guiding entity. It is in a way separate from us, but it is us as well. And this goes back to free will and fate. And those two co-create. You and source are one, so you can co-create. It's almost as though fate and free will are one and the same. You can see it as fate, or you can see it as free will. It is essentially up to you. You are not stuck with something. And so we think, well, what about the physical body? Well, what if we are born a certain way, or what if something happens and we are in a physical situation? And even then, physical is a form of matter and it is a form of energy. And so physically, we might be in a form that feels finite. And surely that's an understanding, but our spirit goes beyond this. We can expand our consciousness beyond this. And so we might feel stuck in a physical situation or a physical body. And temporarily, maybe that's what helpful, that is what's helpful to think of. But you can move beyond this. And so all of this might sound totally confusing, and that's okay too, because you can slow down, you can speed up, you can rewind, or you can fast forward, or you can skip it all entirely. Or you can use this as a way of just understanding all of this deeper. And essentially, you are spirit. That's the message here, is that you are spirit. And fate and free will are the same. It is the same because you are a co-creator, and you create with this energy that surrounds you, this godlike universal energy. It is all one. It is all one. And you get to choose the way that you want to respond to what is happening around you. You get to alter and change the energy. That is essentially what the answer is here. And that might feel like a lot of pressure on you, that you have to choose. But if you trust in yourself, or if you ask to trust in yourself, or if you trust in God or spirit or the universe, whatever you like to call it, or if you ask to trust, then things seem to get easier. And so you don't have to put so much trust, you don't have to put so much pressure on yourself in thinking that everything has to be perfect, because it doesn't. It's not. That is just a perspective. Perfection is just a perspective. It is just a way of thinking. It is a way of trying to use a form of structure to give you better information or better understanding of the situation. Perfection is just a way of understanding, but it's all energy. It's a loving energy. You are a loving energy that is here to create the reality that you would like and that you feel is best, and to share that energy and to set the intention for always for the highest good. So let's move on and shift the energy to the second question that has come in, which is from Rob. And Rob gives a little bit of context. First, I want to say, he says, "Tabitha, your latest podcast is so good. I'm beginning to screenwrite consistently, and it motivated me to keep going." Here's a little bit of context. I had a breakdown years ago that helped me better align with a loving presence. There was nothing left to do but love. Now, this is being challenged by old patterns. It makes for many unpleasant days. Basically, I'm in a spiritual funk. I used to rely on meditations to feel calm and connected, but now it feels confusing. Like something is waiting in the meditation, but I'm afraid of whether I can handle it. I know I can, but it's tricky. So Rob's question is how to accept spirit and true nature. How do you accept spirit and true nature? So Rob, wonderful question. So thank you so much. I know that we have worked together before and we've come across paths before, and it was a beautiful connection. So thank you so much for your question. And the question is how to accept spirit and true nature, which you are addressing as one and the same in this question. That's my understanding. And so first off, I want to say, Rob, that you have already shifted. So I feel like currently your energy has already changed significantly. You are out of this stuck phase or feeling stuck phase, which we all go through. So if you're currently feeling stuck, like Rob was feeling stuck, do trust that this too shall pass. I love saying that, and it is a motto or a mantra that I continue to use because it helps me get past any stuck feelings. This meditation that you are referring to, it's felt a little like you were concerned a little bit because you were afraid of whether you could handle it. And essentially, in my understanding of fear, is that we all feel like we can't handle it. That's really like the basis of fear, is that what if we can't handle it? We can handle it. We are a species of human beings that feel like we are restricted because we have physical manifestation materials in front of us. And so that feels like a restriction, but we're not restricted. And this goes back to the previous question as well, but focusing on fear a little bit and understanding that fear is just lacking trust in your abilities and what it is that you want to do, because your heart, you feel, is essentially on the line, more or less, when you start to go after your soul's purpose, when you start to go after what you truly feel you really want to do. You begin to feel completely vulnerable, as if you don't know what you're going to be able to handle and what you're not going to be able to handle. And I guess I'm giggling because I totally understand this. It is frightening as hell to put ourselves out there, especially when we know that we're working from a soul level. And when I say soul level, I mean your soul's purpose. In contrast to following just a role or a job, that's something that just feels mundane for the sake of bringing in some sort of money. This is the opposite of, in a sense, following your calling and your soul's path is opposite of just bringing in money for the sake of safety and physical needs and security purposes. Because at that point in your life, you are just doing the bare minimum. You are doing what you need to do in order to survive. And when you start to follow your soul's calling, now you are doing something for the sake of expanding your consciousness and following your soul's path and leading into this higher realm of the unknown, essentially. What if I put my heart out there on the line and it is ridiculed and it is shut down, or I can't make money from it? And so all these fears start to stem up, and this is part of being human. This is just the human process. This is the ego part of our lovely human experience. And so when we think of, okay, this is just part of being human, that is how we can begin to accept spirit and true nature, because we are spirit and we are true nature. And what comes to me now is actually when we think of true nature, I think of Mother Nature, actually, and that nature is the perfect balance, the perfect vibration, the perfect energy, and it is healing. And when we connect and give ourselves that opportunity to align with Mother Nature, we begin to feel aligned. And how do you accept spirit, especially when there is fear involved? How do you accept spirit? In other words, how do you trust in spirit? You acknowledge what's happening before you. You just simply recognize that, okay, this is the human experience. This is what's happening. Maybe I'm feeling anxious. Maybe I'm feeling overwhelmed. Well, this too shall pass. I've been through this before, and I'm going to get through it again. I know that I can. I've done it before. Another way of helping to see this is that thinking of what is going on beyond our current circumstances, removing yourself from your immediate surroundings energetically. So thinking about beyond your immediate surroundings, this also helps you remove yourself from what's happening and helps you connect with spirit, is by allowing yourself to just recognize, okay, this is what I'm feeling, and then stepping back a little bit, as if you were watching a movie, okay? So You can just recognize you're feeling a certain way, whether that's unsettling or stuck or overwhelmed or just whatever the feeling is that might feel uncomfortable, and removing yourself from that. Now, I don't mean like, you know, your soul is out of the body. I don't mean that. I don't mean that you're all of a sudden, you know, like completely not there, or you're having an out of body experience, nothing like that. I'm just saying, just observe the situation. Just take a moment to observe yourself from a different perspective, as if you're watching a movie, as if you're watching yourself from a movie and thinking, okay, well, is it as bad as I think it is? Perhaps maybe just an energy interjected, some outside energy interjected. And so now I have control over this. And so I can find acceptance in this because I can trust myself. I don't need to fear. It's not necessary to fear, because fear is just a restriction in what my soul is wanting me to do. Fear is good for the purpose of safety, precaution. Fear is good when you are needing to reserve your energy. Fear itself is nothing to fear. It is a word that has such strong energy, but maybe that's just a perspective. Does it really have that strong of energy? Or is that just a perspective? How do you accept spirit and true nature? You honor the human experience. You understand that you're just having a human experience. And what does that mean? Well, you're here on this earth, and perhaps there's other planets with other life forms that are similar to our life form. You can think of it that way. You accept by honoring everything that's happening, whether you like the feeling or not, because the more that you accept it, and by accepting it, you're just acknowledging it. You can reassure this feeling that you're experiencing, or this thought that you're experiencing, because as soon as you recognize it, then you have control over it. And you do have control over it because you've already recognized it. As soon as you recognize a certain action that you take, a reaction that you have, then you have control over it. There's no other excuse. Now, I'm not saying you have to do it alone. You don't have to control the situation alone. You don't have to control every thought alone. You can get help. You can get assistance from someone. You can speak to a therapist. You can speak to a healer. You can speak with a counselor. You can speak with a coach. You can speak with a friend, a family member, someone you trust. You can join a group. You can join a support community. You can talk to Mother Nature. You can talk to God. You can talk to Spirit. You don't have to do it alone. By me saying that you have control doesn't mean that you have to do it alone. You have the ability to reach out to someone. You have the choice to. It's all ultimately your choice. You accept Spirit and true nature by recognizing that it is you. You are true nature. You are Spirit. You are Source. You are a creator. You are energy. You are infinite. Although sometimes it doesn't feel like that, does it? It feels like we're restricted sometimes and we want to explode from the inside out. And I feel that way sometimes too. I cry sometimes and I don't understand why the hell I'm crying. I feel overworked. I feel overwhelmed. I bawl my eyes out sometimes. And sometimes I feel on top of the world. I feel great. And I understand. And the way that I've started to accept Spirit is just by recognizing, oh, okay, well, I've had this feeling before. All right, well, I'll eventually get over it. Things will start to get better. Sometimes they last just a few minutes, and sometimes it lasts a day or two. And quite honestly, I haven't had an experience where it lasted more than a week for quite a while. I used to feel that way, especially in college when I was quite affected by some family members that were going through some traumatic events in my family. And that definitely caught me in an energy, like a force of energy that just felt restricted. It felt depressing. And so I haven't felt that way in a long time. And what I did is I actually asked for help. My uncle had passed on many years ago when I was just a baby, and I would journal to him and I would just ask for his help. I would ask for him to help my family. And I wrote about it and I journaled about it, and I felt the emotions and I tried to get help, and I did the best that I could. And then eventually I just had to step away from the situation because I recognized that, or at least I felt what I was doing wasn't really helping anymore. It was a form of enabling. It was really just enabling the situation. I felt this higher call to just step away from the situation and to allow God to come in and just help the situation And I prayed, and I don't really use the word pray so much, but maybe instead of thinking of it as a prayer, perhaps I just asked. I asked God, or I asked Spirit, to help the situation in all ways for the highest good. And so I stepped away, and everything worked out. And so this can help you accept Spirit and nature as well, your true nature. Just recognizing that, you know, sometimes you're just not going to feel that great. And that's okay. You don't have to, like, think about it too hard. And, you know, we are human, and we like to seek, and we like to know answers, and we want to, you know, we want to come up with something, especially with all this technology now. It's like, you know, twofold. It's, you know, it's a catch 22. I think that's the right term, but it's almost like it's so great. It's so great. But then sometimes it can overwhelm us. It's like it's so stimulating in so many different ways. But to recognize that you can use all the resources in front of you for either good or for not so good. And that comes down to all energy. Just trusting that, you know, you're going to come back to this balanced state. It's not always going to be, you're going down this vicious cycle. And perhaps if you do recognize that something has overcome you, has consumed you, then you have a choice. At that point, you need to do something different. Change the energy, get help, seek help. I think that we all have the ability to recognize when we are going down a dark spiral, and we have the choice at that point to get out of it, to change it. And no, it's not so easy, is it? But you can do it. You can do it. You have support. I know that you can. You have love. But you accept Spirit and true nature by just continuing to love yourself. And I know it's not so easy. It's not easy. Especially if we want to change, or we're unsatisfied, or if we're feeling stuck, or we're just having a bad day. It's not so easy to love ourselves, is it? But we have the capacity. Source and God and universe has given us the capacity to love ourselves. We have that ability, we have that capacity, you have that capacity. That is how you accept true nature and Spirit. Why? What is this question stemming from? Why do we want to accept Spirit? Really, it's because we want to accept our whole selves. We want to accept our circumstances. We want to accept perhaps what has happened to us in the past. And understanding that time is quite an illusion. And so what we can do is, although perhaps we can't go back physically in time, you know, we can't all of a sudden become our five-year-old selves again physically, but what we can do is alter that energy. We can think about it differently. We can change and shift. We can go back thoughtfully and energetically and change the way that we perceive something. We can do that now. That's how we can also accept Spirit and true nature, and accept our whole selves, is by altering. Now, that's not to condone anyone's behavior or to blame anyone, not even blame yourself. You don't want to blame yourself either. It's just a way of understanding and trusting. It's not so easy, I understand, to trust. I know, it's not so easy. There has been a lot of information coming through in this podcast, and perhaps I've made you even more confused than ever before, but trust that it's all okay. If this didn't make sense, that's okay too. If this does make sense, it's beautiful. Either way, it is great and wonderful. And let's just summarize that you have free will to choose to be a co-creator of your life and to change the way that you react, the way that you think. You have this ability. And you also have the ability and the choice and the freedom to love yourself, your whole self, to accept your whole self, and to trust. You have the ability to trust. And one thing that has helped me is to ask. Just ask. I ask to feel guided. I ask to be guided. I ask to trust myself. I ask to feel confident. Whatever it is that you need, that's something that has helped me. I ask to know that this too shall pass. By asking, you are basically inviting Spirit or Source or your higher self to come in closer and to help you alter this energy to make it a little bit easier, even though you are ultimately in charge, because you have come here on this earth to have this experience as a human being, to simply experience it and to see the good, to change, to recognize, to grow, to expand, and to offer your gifts. You were born with natural, beautiful gifts to offer this out into the world, and to know that vulnerability is just part of the process, and to trust that you're safe and that you can handle it. There's nothing to fear, not even fear itself, but to just simply recognize if you're experiencing fear or if you're experiencing resistance that, I'm experiencing this, but I'm gonna get past it. One thing that's helped me before is just thinking of exposure therapy, little bit by little bit by little bit, just little actions. And you don't always have to act on something. You don't always have to, you know, be productive and do something. You can just sit as well. You can invoke the goodness by observing and reflecting on your life and journaling and seeing the good, visualizing, imagining, being with Mother Nature, all of these things. This is also helpful. And so if you have a question, please, 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 please reach out to me. Go to tabithastitt.com/podcast, submit your question there. Make it open-ended so we can all benefit from this, because ultimately we are all in this together. We're all human beings. We're all trying to understand life. We're all trying to heal. And we can do this. We can do this. You can do this. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.